So this would be the Art Drysdale vignette, Air Cleaning Plants 2. 3, 2, 1. Guelph is at the forefront of research into the contribution of plants to indoor environments. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Canada has apparently become a leader in the area of controlled environments, lighting systems, and nutrient recycling because of our harsh winters. That's forced our greenhouse industry to develop sophisticated management strategies and technical approaches, according to the University of Guelph's Mike Dixon. Quote, coping with Canadian winters is the closest thing to living in outer space, he adds. Over the 5-year period or so, special stainless steel chambers at the university will witness and monitor the life cycles of hydroponically grown plant species in a sealed environment. High-tech equipment will monitor growth and contributions to life support, deliver light and nutrient needs, and measure gas exchanges. Life support, the ability of plants to produce oxygen and fresh water and take up carbon dioxide, is central to the overall project. Plants contribute to air quality through photosynthesis and biochemical process that uses light energy to consume carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and release oxygen. We all remember learning that in school, don't we? Plants then accumulate carbon in various forms to become part of the animal and human diets. From their leaf surfaces, plants also transpire pure water necessary for the support of plant and animal life. Trace hydrocarbons, such as ethylene, will also be monitored because it's suspected that this naturally occurring gas may accumulate to levels that are toxic, at least to some plants. I'm Art Drysdale.